البته خب یکی از خبرها در
course,
خبرهای بسیار
some of the news,
جنجالی در حوزه بین المللی
a
در
very
حوزه دستگاه
controversial news
سوزبخ
is as
شوم
with the
روان
issue
شوم
of phone tapping. You know, you were witness that the Brazilian president and the General Assembly, that's usually done by them, and most of half of her speech was devoted to the issue of phone tapping. This shows the significance of the issue for the international community and the world countries. In the past few days, also, the same issue was raised in such a way that the issues related to they're speaking of this resolution even by allies of the U.S. and various countries have been making comments on that and speaking about it. Regarding phone tapping of Iranian officials, there has been no news out, but we also received some news I just saw in a newspaper regarding bugging Iranians, telephone conversations. Of course, this was not related to Iranians. The document that was released, there were like a dozen cases regarding various countries. So we, too, reject such moves, and we believe that cyber communication, technological communication underway at the world level. We need some new mechanisms to be in place to prevent such moves, to see the insecurity prevail and to see lawlessness prevail everywhere. This is not acceptable by anyone. And I think that one of the this is one of the rare issues where a large number of countries from various sectors are trying to come up with this right mechanism and structure to face this issue. Please go on. Greetings. Got two questions for you. One regarding the non-residing charge of the affair of Tehran, London. I think that's the last day, tomorrow's deadline. Do we know who the person is if he is introduced? And regarding the terrorist operation in Iran's Saravan area, there are some speculations saying that the 11th government, despite the invitation on the part of Mr. Rouhani, you said that it was not through official sources to go to Saudi Arabia. So there have been no relations, diplomatic relations between Iran and Saudi Arabia within that visit. So maybe it's Saudi Arabia's advocacy of terrorist groups that are being strengthened on border areas. What's your assessment? Now, regarding this non-residing charge d'affaires, when the issue is finalized, we will inform you. As for your second question, there are lots of interpretations made. Maybe this is the empty half of the glass that our friends are considering. And the inauguration ceremony before that, actually, we had this congratulatory note that Mr. Rouhani received from the Saudi part, and there has some representatives in the inauguration meeting, and so the relations between Iran and regional countries, including Saudi Arabia, it's following its own moderate pace and natural course. Well, of course, we believe that there are potentialities for cooperation given the problems and dilemmas in the region, so we need to further those cooperation, and there should be more visits between among the group of countries in the region, more than what's being conducted these days. So if this is, it's not fair to say that this is not being done in the 11th government. This is a kind of ignoring what we have done. So hopefully the course of interaction, talks, and cooperation we'll go ahead, and we would see we are seeing signs from the other parties, because the message of the 11th government is the message of peace, is a message of constructive approach and interaction, and it has been highly favored at the world level. So when it comes to our neighbors, this will also be much broader and further encompassing, because there are a great number of areas for cooperation. So at the same time, we do believe that we need to be optimistic regarding the process up ahead. Well, yesterday, Egyptian foreign minister said that we can mediate between Iran and the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council in order to remove the tension. The 11th government, in order to upgrade Tehran and Qatar relations, what has it done? Do we have any plan to have embassies there and ambassadors? What's Iran's stance regarding the post-coup d'etat? Egypt, Americans don't call that coup d'etat. Now, do we have any plan for that, for upgradation of relations with Egypt? No, the stance or the comments, what was just noticed one. In continuation of the previous question, I should say that relations between Iran and the Arab countries in the region are actually natural and ongoing relations, and it doesn't need any mediation by anybody, because the weight of these relations and the its nature is actually good enough. So in other areas, and what's being mentioned about Egypt, for example, our relations with Egypt is at the level, is our natural level, which has been ongoing, and in order to promote and upgrade the relations, we need some kind of more comprehensive steps and action, well, the different aspects of the relations should be defined. So we do hope that we will see further interactions. At the same time, there are a number of misunderstandings and issues remaining from the past that need to be dealt with, and there should be the serious determination of the other side to see these issues are resolved. So we need to wait and see if that is done. With the shaping up of this atmosphere, then further steps could be taken, and hopefully this will be taken heed of. Well, this side, there's nobody, fortunately. Okay, yes, go ahead. You, okay. Well, in the talks of the P5+1, Iran says there should be this timing and the schedule so that things should be addressed within that certain period. Would you have the same approach in the IAEA talks so that we could deal with the issue as soon as possible? Also, regarding issuance of visa for Iranians in Indonesia and Malaysia, we have heard that there are some kind of restrictions in place. It's been said that this is a previous what's been done like previously, but we have reports that there are restrictions. Could you explain what the situation is like, really? Yeah, regarding a visa, because some other friends also asked, we the latest that we receive from our diplomatic envoys that they are in place on the ground, and then they keep us updated. Based on that, there has been no change in the regulations regarding entry of Iranians. So based on this, everything is based on the previous regulations. So this has not been reflected exactly by the media. Regarding Malaysia, maybe this is has created some kind of misunderstanding. The agreement between Iran and Malaysia initially was to say that 14-day visas are issued at the airport. Malaysian authorities voluntarily actually wanted to extend it to 3 months. Then later on, based on their own laws and regulations, they turned back and adopted the previous agreement that was actually a 2-week visa at the airport. So this does not mean any kind of restriction or agreement with regard to the scheduling and the timing of the negotiations. Naturally, we want the negotiations to come to a conclusion. For that, one of the important factors is the issue of time. If when the issue of time is just left there, then maybe resolutions will weaken, and maybe there are some shaping up, some other others may come and intervene and weaken the process of the talks, and maybe the determination of the other party could be questioned. So based on, as a basis in the new approach of the Iranian team, is the issue of determining a certain timetable or a schedule that we hope in the shortest possible time, but well, by that, we mean that this should be by continuation of the talks and understanding of both parties that this timetable should be shaped up. But in our opinion, this schedule that could help the negotiations to come to fruition, but both the talks will either be the talks with the IAEA or the P5+1. This is an indication of seriousness and this political resolve on the part of Iran to see the issue settled. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, watching Press TV live from the Iranian Foreign Ministry, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Marzi Afkham talking at her weekly press briefing there. Just to sum up what she said, she touched upon several key issues, including the killing of 14 Iranian border guards along Iran's border with Pakistan, and that the UN should follow up on that case, as well as Iran itself. Regarding Iran's nuclear issue, she said Iran and the IAEA are to continue negotiations, as well as their cooperation to remove ambiguities in the case. She also touched upon relations with the U.S. and some other countries. She responded by saying that any change in relations with any country will be reflected in the media. She noted that the message of this administration is a message of peace. Pointing to the recent UN rights report on Iran, she said this report is based on antagonistic sources. And concerning the visit of the UN special envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, to Iran, she said Iran's resolve to solve the crisis in Syria in a political and realistic manner is strong. Those being some of the highlights of today's press briefing at the Iranian Foreign Ministry. Let's continue with the news now.